Welcome back to WSB's special report, A Blue Tarp Christmas. As you walk down the streets of towns like Panama City, Callaway, and Mexico Beach, you notice they just don't seem as crowded as usual. Belinda and Ben Martin say this is part of the new normal in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
You can't go to the stores that you want to go to.
They're not there.
They're not there. They're flattened. The mom and pop stores are gone.
And you talked about jobs gone.
Yes. Most of the people who work for the hourly wage or whatever, their houses were mostly destroyed, and they left. And because they had no job also, because whatever who they work for doesn't exist. You know? Like Walmart, all their workers left because all their houses were gone.
Local officials confirm it. A huge outflow of people from the hurricane-affected areas. To put it simply, over the past 2 months, people have been leaving in droves.
They've lost thousands of children out of the area. They've gone. They just left.
The average classroom was 22 students per classroom. When they came back, it was 10 and under.
As I mentioned, Belinda works at a property management company. Lately, because of this remarkable exodus from the areas hit hardest by Hurricane Michael, work has been kind of gut-wrenching for her.
I cry with a lot of people at work. I got tenants that come in and owners that come in, and we just cry. We just talk and cry.
You see, before Hurricane Michael, Belinda says her company managed hundreds of rental properties in and around Callaway, Mexico Beach, and Panama City. She and Yolanda Cruz look at each other, doing the calculations in their heads.
Like 270-something?
Roughly 270.
We had 456 on them.
And what happened to the ones that you don't have now? Are they uninhabitable or gone?
Mm-hmm. Well, some of them are uninhabitable, and then some of them have been completely destroyed where there's nothing left.
That just adds to the Twilight Zone atmosphere here in the disaster areas of Florida and Georgia. And for both those who've left and those who remain, there's a terrible sense that nothing will ever be the same. I'll have that part of our story when our special report, A Blue Tarp Christmas, continues. I'm Pete Combs, and you're listening to News 95.5 and AM 750, WSB.